Hello and welcome to another York Theatre Audio Boot. I'm here with Kate Plum,
Hello.
Director of His Dark Materials Part 1, which is going to be in the main house Thursday the 1st to Saturday the 3rd of November. Kate, hello.
Hello.
What can you tell us about this Philip Pullman adaptation of His Dark Materials?
Well, it's actually adapted by Nicholas Wright, the play is. So it's Philip Pullman wrote the original books.
Yeah.
And there was originally 3 books, but they've been adapted into 2 parts. Mm. So we're only doing the first part.
And so they cover what books?
The first book and a half, okay. Yeah, of the series. So, for those people who know the books, it won't ruin the end.
See. So what first attracted you to this particular production?
Well, I was recommended it by my assistant director, Ellie Taylor, who, amongst other people, kept going, you've got to read it. And so eventually I read it and texted them all halfway through, going, yes, we're going to do this. It's a really good challenge for young people because there's so much going on. It's such an epic story, but it happens on so many different layers. So there's people popping through into different worlds. There's things happening in parallel worlds at the same time. There's characters sort of, things happening to characters in one world and then having an impact on other worlds as well. So In terms of a youth theatre production, it's a massive challenge, and that's what's exciting, is that the characters are so interesting that it's going to be a good challenge as a performer to be able to do that.
So how do you differentiate between these worlds if we're popping from one place to another? How is that realised?
It's very hard. I mean, the way that it's written is almost filmic rather than for the stage, so we've had to be quite careful with lighting, and with the set designers had to work quite hard to give us opposite different options that we can work with. So there might be something happening in one area of the stage or something else happening in the other area, but lit differently so that that's aware. And also our sound design has been very good about trying to work out themes for certain characters so that we're
You're aware of what world you're existing in.
And a lot of mapping, you know, a lot of kind of trying to work out a timeline and where things fit in together so that we're clear as well, that we know when things happen sequentially, even though it doesn't necessarily happen in that order in the play.
Right. So in terms of an audience for us watching it, whose story are we following?
It's Lyra Blackwa. And she is a 12-year-old girl who goes off on a giant adventure, and there's various things, challenges that are set to her en route. So she finds out lots of things about her own history, but also she is a very brave, courageous, feisty person who wants to do good as well, and goes to avenge various things and goes to discover various worlds and wants to see the world in a new way. So we follow her journey and we get to explore that with her.
So she's a very inspirational female figure.
She is, although that makes her sound a little bit goody-two-shoes.
Yes.
She's not. She's a 12-year-old girl who throws her toys out the pram and has a strop, but equally is very loyal and very motivated. And so it's an interesting journey because she makes some challenging decisions that maybe some of us wouldn't have the guts to do.
Yeah. So how large is the cast? How many members of the youth theatre have you got?
We have 60 in our cast.
60?
Yeah. So this is the biggest youth theatre production we've ever done, which kind of marks 10 years of York Theatre or Youth Theatre this year, which is very exciting.
Yeah.
So we have a mix of age ranges. So the majority are over 16.
Right.
For various reasons, this is their production, but also their vocally, it's a lot easier for them because they've had years of training. Mm. But we have about 10 young people who are between the ages of 12 and 16, and they had to audition, as did the older ones, and they're playing a variety of different parts as well. So we try and be kind of age appropriate with some of the characters as well.
So this is a story just for children, or is this a family story?
It's a family story.
Yeah.
So obviously I'm going to say this because I'm the director. I do think there's something in it for everyone, because it is a proper story. Mm. It's an epic story, and it's something that you want to find out what's going on next and how it ends and what the decisions are. There's a lot of decisions that characters are forced to make or encouraged to make you then want to see what happens from that. So I think, you know, as a member of the audience, you'll get drawn along with the story, along with giant polar bears and goodness knows what else.
Exactly. Giant polar bears feature within this. Well, thank you very much, Kate. His Dark Materials is in the main house here at York Theatre Royal, Thursday the 1st to Saturday the 3rd of November. There is a matinee on Saturday as well.
And on Friday.
Very best of luck.
Thank you.
Can't wait to see you.
Thank you.